Oh, good morning, darling. This your old Granny Clump. You know the best way to start your day? I don't buy that crap about a balanced breakfast. Listening to John Boy and Billy on the Big Show is low in fat and high in fun. And who the hell can't get behind that? Oh, Patrick, it's time for my sponge bath. Woo!
Thursday, December the 2nd. And we got the whole Big Show crew here. John Boy Billy, Tater, Randy, Pillars
and
moving around
the
there.
Women at?
Jackie and Andy behind the glass. Let's see. December 2nd is National Fritters Day. Kind of a cross between a critter and a... Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It may be in some parts of the country.
Let him go, Billy. He's free for me.
Fritters. I guess they're fried mostly.
Yeah.
Says a variety of fillings can be found inside a batter or breading, which is deep fried or pan fried.
Kind of like a hush puppy.
Oh, like a hush puppy is
like
a fritter?
No. Like at the beach, have you ever had a conch fritter?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. There you go. Now I'm relating. I like him, conch fritters.
Where are you getting hush puppies that they have filling?
I said it's just like a hush puppy.
No, he said, it's a hush puppy.
No, I said that. He said, it is deep fried.
And all
I
right,
said,
stop it. You're both pretty, okay? Please.
No, I said it. I own it.
Yeah, so Randy, if you'll see me and Tater are talking fried.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
It's like listening to Betty and Veronica go
All right, so National Fritters Day is one more national day. It's National Mutt Day.
There you go.
Yes, it encourages us to embrace, save, and celebrate mixed breed dogs.
The best.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And usually the healthiest.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's the truth, ain't it?
Your purebred dogs tend to inherit, weaknesses and stuff that messes with them as they get older. Yeah.
That's true.
That's something, man. All right.
But mutts are tough.
That's right. So celebrate a mutt. Come here, Pearl, give me some sugar. Oh, she's out with Jackie. Fine. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack this morning, a Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality, full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. Available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. You also go to BigShow.com, click on the Liquid Performance banner, get 20% off when you enter code JBB at checkout. So playing for that, and also my daily crap giveaway.
decided to lean into it, huh?
I got into his head.
Going with it. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's a Mayberry Deputy bobblehead. It's not like the Barney Fife as the David Brown who would.
It's an actor. 19-year-old box of M&M's.
It's an actor playing the role that the other actor played when he played Barney.
And he has merchandise. I don't get that at all.
Now, who can argue with that?
All right. Well, let's look at our three dates in history and get you ready to win. 1952. It was December the 2nd. The world's first nuclear power plant accident occurred. It was a nuclear reactor at Chalk River, Canada. A worker mistakenly lifted four fuel rods, which ignited a chain reaction and melted part of the uranium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't want to do that.
No.
1966. This was a special Friday for beef-loving Catholics in the U.S. It was the first Friday Catholics in the U.S. no longer had to refrain from eating meat.
Now, Marcy, you're a beef-loving Catholic, aren't you?
Yeah, it used to be every Friday, so then they kind of shortened it to where you just give it up during Lent.
That's what I found out. I never realized that's why we had fish at school.
Yes, indeed.
For the Catholics not to eat meat on Fridays. But the Pope, so it was like in 66, he said, never mind.
That's too much of trouble.
I always wondered what my dad's favorite dish was, this tuna salad and red macaroni. And I never understood it. That was, yeah, because that was their Friday night dinner.
I got the tuna salad. I don't know about the red macaroni.
Yeah, it was just something my grandmother made to go along with the fish. Oh. I don't know. It was like elbow macaroni and red sauce. And then at midnight, they'd fry chicken.
Is that right? Get ready at midnight, we're going to fry some chicken.
Wow.
Nice. All right. And finally, it was on this date in 03, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that after knocking, police don't have to wait longer than 20 seconds before breaking into the home of a drug suspect. You can knock, and 20 seconds, nobody answers, you can go on in. That was 03.
The no-knock entry, and it's getting a lot of controversy now. They're thinking about making it illegal.
Well, this is not describing no knock. This is describing
no. But it's knock and no response entry. You see what I'm saying?
Well, why not? A bunch of stoops are trying to do away with the police, so of course they're going to have a problem with them knocking and then entering.
Yeah,
the idiots. But anyway, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOW is your toll free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Big Show on the Radio Thursday, December the 2nd, and the brand new video of the day for you to enjoy. Dog drags itself out of neighbor's yard.
This is pretty funny. I mean, it's one of those Ring video things. The person that posted it said that it didn't capture what they said, but they had yelled at the dog to get out of the yard, and the dog grabs its own tail and drags itself out of the yard. It's funny.
Nice. We'll enjoy TheBigShow.com. And right now, let's get the daily winning beginning.
Outburst. Let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Judy from Manning, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Judy! I got to do it. Judy.
That's why I didn't do it. I knew you had to do it.
I knew you would do that.
Judy, how you doing so far, baby?
Not too bad. I just won't be able to howl today. My voice ain't too good.
Okay, well, don't holler. We'll just listen carefully and turn that stopwatch down there, Rand, so okay. Judy can win. All right, baby, here we go. Get through the categories. In 5 seconds, three sources of energy. Ready, go.
Solar, coal, and nuclear.
Bam. All right. Now we need three dinner meats. Ready, go.
Pot roast steak and grilled chicken.
Nice. And for the win, three places you knock before entering. Ready, go.
House, office, and public bathrooms.
You knock in public bathrooms?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes you never know. Are you in there? I don't know. Doors
locked. Are you in the public bathroom?
You know, that's all it used to take to get in and talk to the president. I'm not kidding. You could just walk up to the door and knock, and he would go, "What? What do you want?
What, in the bathroom?"
No. Maybe. Although Lyndon Johnson had some of his best meetings in the bathroom.
Yeah. All right.
Down the toilet.
Yeah.
Multitasking.
Well, Judy, good work. You got the big old Liquid Performance Automotive Cleaning and Detailing Kit, and you're the first name in the hat for my Daily Stuff giveaway. It's another Mayberry Deputy bobblehead from a TV station,
nice.
WDBJ. I'm not sure where that is, but I'm sure some of our listeners are around that. But
I would Google it for you, but I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I can Google it myself. I'll Google it.
Y'all Google each other. Have a big time.
Yeah.
Judy, will you hang on for Jackie?
All right. Thank you, and have a good day.
Okay, baby. Your voice lasted. Good. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, go and get our time capsule for our early morning risers today. Dig it up next.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Future Shock. As our story opens, retired radio duo John Boy and Billy meet for their weekly Saturday morning breakfast at the Donut Hut in the year 2024.
Okay, gentlemen, that's two glazed and two coffees. That'll be $400.
Holy moly! Them prices just keep going up, won't they?
Hey, you get unlimited refills.
Don't yell at me. I got feelings. Keep the change. I tell you, Billy, we sure had some good times. Ever miss an old radio game?
Not really. The boss man got a little bit too persnickety there toward the end. Started making too many rules about what we could talk about on the air. You know.
Persnickety. You still crack me up. Why was that, anyway?
Well, I reckon it all started back in 07 when Randy won that big sexual harassment lawsuit again. You remember
He spent 20 years setting that one up. You little sucker.
Let me write that down.
Can't complain, though. Business at Jet Power John Boy's pre-owned hovercraft superstores better than ever. I didn't mean to go out there. Did almost $40 billion in sales last year. Of course, that's gross, not net.
Yeah, what'd you end up with after taxes?
$1,500.
Luis, don't put that in your mouth. It's dirty.
Man, that fat woman over there got a mouth on her, don't she?
Yeah, and a butt to match. You know, she looks kind of familiar.
Can't place her. Sure, I got a bunch of youngins.
Luis! Stop that! I say stop that!
Excuse me, ma'am.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? I don't see no one else here. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I just wonder if you wouldn't raise your voice so much because, you know.
Well, excuse me! I didn't realize you two are such delicate flowers.
Well, ma'am, it's just you keep hollering like a banshee right here in the middle of the restaurant. Tell you the truth, you're getting a little bit nerve-wracking.
How dare you! You can't talk to me like that. Don't you know who I am?
No, ma'am, can't say we do.
Does the name J-Lo mean anything to you?
You're kidding. You invented J-Lo?
Not J-Lo, you horse's ass. J-Lo.
What?
J-Lo.
What?
J-Lo.
I got to get this hearing aid fixed.
Now, hold on there. J-Lo, you mean you're Jennifer Lopez, that singer?
That's right, puppy. Jenny from the block.
Man, I ain't heard nothing about you in years.
That's because I don't do the show business anymore. I have finally found my true calling in life. Being a good mother to my children. Louise! I will kill you!
Hey, how many of them you got there?
9. Louise! Leave Louise alone!
Miss Lopez, am I crazy or did you just say Luis, leave Luis alone?
No, I said, Luis! Leave Luis alone!
You mean you got two kids with the same name?
Actually, they're all named Luis. There's the youngest Luis is 2.
Uh-huh.
Then there's 4-year-old Luis, 6-year-old Luis, 8-year-old Luis, 10-year-old Luis. The twins, they're 12. Oh, okay. Then the other twins, they're 14.
Well, don't that get kind of confusing?
It's not so bad.
Well, why in the world did you give them all the same first name?
It makes it easier when I call them for dinner. I just go to the door and say, Luis! Super time! And they all come running.
I get it. Hey, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, wait a minute. What if you just want to get one of them to come?
Oh, in that case, I call them by their last names.
John Boy and Billy.
Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar.
Morning radio done right.
Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It's time to Axite.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Axite. No, no, Patrick, no, damn it, no, hell no. No mistletoe belt buckle in the studio. That is sold 15 minutes ago. Put a spring of it on the back of your on the back of the belt loop there. That's where I went. Hip hop, son. The place to go for all the 411 you need for all your what you call intrapersonal relationshipacies. Dig this. Hey Ike, I don't have a question. I just need you to set my boss straight. A month ago, he told everyone that I like trashy girls. That's not true. I like dirty girls. It wouldn't be so bad if it had been just a few people. But he's a radio personality, and a couple million people heard it. Not to mention all the people who listen to that stupid podcast. I don't dare correct him because he's got a hair trigger and doesn't like to be corrected. I need you to save my reputation and set the record straight. Signed, F.J. Illerspay. Huh? Parts unknown. Damn foreigner.
FJ Illerspay. Okay.
Dear FJ. Damn. Sound like your boss is one of them real buttholes. I bet he's a cracker too. Figures. The truth is, a lot of them damn DJ types are them what you call egomaniacs. They lean heavy on their little catchphraseology, try to make you think they just some happy-go-lucky good old boy. But in realitation, they is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde and go seek employment elsewhere if you don't like how we do things around y'all. But I will set the record straight for you. Whether or not Boss Man likes it, trashy and dirty is two damn different things. Let me preach on it. For those uneducated in the ways of feminine identification, dirty and trashy ain't nowhere near the same thing. Lazy people and, you know, them who ain't getting none, tend to clumpify all those subtractical categorologies into one group. Take just dirty and trashy, fool. There's sleazy, squirrely, clingy, filthy, and dopey. It's like the seven dwarves of bad girls. Now, let's start with the trashy girls. And surprise, that is not the first time I ever said that. Can I get a witness? High five! Most important thing to know about the trashy girls is they have no standards. None. If she's alone but you got a friend with you, giddy up. If you alone and she got a friend with her, same game, player. Whoever, wherever, however, no charge. Now, I'm not saying that's bad. It just depends on how dyspepteric you is and how good your health coverage be. Because, damn, you is going home with something other than memories. Could be anything ranging from scabies to rabies. Can I get a witness? Yeah. But dirty girls, now, they is different. Just because they dirty don't mean they ain't pickety. They is crazy methodological. They know exactly what they want, how they want it, and who they want it with. If you ain't what they're looking for, don't get depressificated. Get back in line, my brother, because tomorrow you might just be on the menu. Dirty girls have a wide variety of what you call appetizers. Skinny guys one day, fat boys the next, old dudes, young cats, web feet, mohawk, lazy eye. Her life is a sexable smorgasbord. But that ain't what makes them dirty, brother. I'll just say, don't go into a hibbity-jibbity session expectorating the same old lame old. Only a sucker would go in blind. Dirty girls know what they doing, brother. If they haven't done it all and seen it all by the time they cross your path, guess what? You about to be a goonie pig, baby. You're going to be sitting there ready to get to making bacon, and she opens a bag and takes out rubber gloves, a can of WD-40, a box of frilly toothpicks, a bottle of goat's milk, a bag of marbles, a pair of tongs, and a Richard Nixon mask.
Yikes.
If the next words out of your damn mouth ain't, man, what's up with that, man? You is as bad as she is. In the honorable mention category, we got Sleazy. Now, she can be found in the bad part of town and only in bars where most of the sign is burnt out. Squirrely is one of them weirdos that like to get freaky in dangerous places like roofs, train tracks, and the Clinton compound. Clingy, she is trouble. Even if you think it's a one-off in a truck stop bathroom, in her mind, you is in love and about to get married. Filthy is easily identified by her lack of hygienies. No matter when you meet her, it's been at least a month since she's been in the tub. Yeah. This girl got the worms on the outside. Question, riddle me this. What has two boobies and flies? The filthy girl. Word. And bringing up the rear is dopey. She believe anything you tell her. You really are beautiful. Or you're my very first. Or I'm sure you'll make a great vice president. And the more outrageous the lie, the easier she is. I always break out the I'm Batman line. You'd be surprised what a gal willing to do for Batman. To the bat trampoline. So hang in there, FJ. We'll set your boss straight. Even though correcting is something he hates. Dirty and trashy sure ain't the same thing. Anyone who thinks that is a damn ding-a-ling. Use the info I give you, and I hope that it helps. And be sure to rate your skeezers over on the Yelps. There's lots of shows out there who could use some class, so man up and stick your boot in a crack of his ass. This is Ike, a.k.a. Batman. Peace out.
If you want to Axe Ike, mail to Axe Ike, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C., 28219.
No, put your pants on. Take the belt buckle off.
You know, I haven't made a movie in years. I don't miss it. Hollywood is a toilet, and they've run out of paper. You want entertainment? Do what I do. Download the iHeart app and listen to John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
Good morning. You got The Big Show on the radio Thursday, December the 2nd. Reliving some memories of Christmases past. We always do. A couple days ago, we had the top 10 worst gift ideas of 2012. As we go closer and closer to getting what's going to make the top 10 list of 2021, we'll find out in a little bit. But first, we're up to this top 10 list from 2019. Let's check that out.
Attention Kmart shoppers, and really people who shop anywhere. Look out for these this holiday season. The top 10 worst toy gift ideas of the year. Number 10, Hasbro's Super Finger Slicer offer. I'm not even sure who that's for.
That's so gross.
Number 9, Tickle Me Monroe Fisher. Number 8, Rock'em Sock'em Roombas. Number 7, SpongeBob leak-proof senior pants.
That's awesome.
Number 6, Gary Busey's home vape juice maker. Number 5, where in the world is San Diego, California? It's the worst board game ever.
That's not like an easy one.
Number 4, Larry the Cable Guy's hook up your own bootleg HBO kit.
Thanks, man.
Number 3, Nintendo's Super Mario jumps the border wall. Number 2, Mr. Potato Butt. And the number 1 worst toy idea of the year, Horny Horny Hansons.
Now that's not a pretty sound.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. The winner gets a Mount Olive Pickle prize pack. Spending time with family and friends during the holidays has never been more important. For nearly 100 years, Mount Olive Pickle Company's been part of holiday traditions, and our customers are the reason we are committed to excellence. Thank you from the Mount Olive Pickle Company family. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes, but first... another classic tune there. Donnie Presley, retired police officer in charge of the Big Show store. We just love putting him in front of that special microphone. It makes him sound like an idiot.
Yep.
Let's all enjoy.
All right, Officer Donnie Presley's holiday Christmas song. Are you ready, Donnie?
Yes, I am.
All right. This will be take one. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Christmases. Children are laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every corner, you'll hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Street lights, even star lights, blink of red and as the shoppers rush home on with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all others, buzz you'll hear. Silver bells, silver bells. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
I got blisters on my face.
All right, touchy. Very good. So the Big Show choir went on in there. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's review yesterday's question. We found out if you're healthy and in the average, you'll do this between 14 and 23 times a day.
That would be fire it.
All right, look the way you talk. Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to the experts, about 45% of the phone calls received by Americans have this in common.
I usually just roll my eyes and go, yeah, right. But this is more like 100% of the time.
45% of the phone calls received by Americans. What in common? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line, we play. John Boy Jeopardy, next. Good morning. This is Big Show on the radio, rolling through your Thursday, December the 2nd. Our video of the day brought to you by Nickel Store in Rock Hill, South Carolina, your hunting headquarters. And yeah, you got a hunter, fisherman, an outdoorsman on your list. Get your Christmas there at nickelstore.com. Dog drags itself out of neighbor's yard. That's so funny, man. You can't hear that the lady told the dog, get out and go home, Millie. Yeah.
It's like, Millie, go home.
And yeah. The dog grabs its tail and it was crazy. Was he taught to do that? Was she taught?
I don't know. It looks like the dog in Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, man. Well, y'all check it out and make your day to visit to thebigshow.com. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wah, 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 wah.
And now your host, a man whose dog often drags him out of his house, he's John Boy.
And thank you. Go back to sleep, Pearl. You're all right.
Yep.
Let's say hey to Jason from Deetsville, Alabama, but Jackie says you are currently in the National Guard serving in New Mexico right now. Is that you, Jason?
That's me.
All right, buddy. Well, glad you got through here. Appreciate you serving us right now, buddy. Everything all right?
Everything's dandy.
All right, man. Well, you first up on John Boy Jeopardy. Let's see what you got. According to the experts, about 45% of the phone calls received by Americans have this in common.
I've got to say robocalls.
Okay, so is it robocalls?
Southern!
Right on the bat, man.
I don't know about you, that sounds low to me. Everybody, every time my phone rings, it's some kind of robocall.
That's something, man. 45%, yeah. Well, about half of them.
Yeah, and too many people think of robocalling just being used by telemarketers, and there's a fair amount of that going on, especially with the car warranty thing. But no, robocalling is actually a pretty good thing in a lot of cases, like when your drugstore lets you know that your prescription's ready to pick up or your doctor's office confirming an appointment.
All those are considered by robocalls.
We get weather alerts sometimes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of cities are using that for emergency information.
And may I just take this time to let AT&T know that I do not have an existing account with them, and I would prefer them to take me off their list.
Yeah, and they should know that I already have a discount for my DirecTV, and my car is under warranty.
All right. Well, y'all got a lot of problems. I just ignore about everything.
I know. Yeah. I know, and it hurts my feelings.
That's a talent.
Hey, well, Jason, down in New Mexico, you got the big old Mount Olive Pickled prize pack. Should be waiting on you when you get back home, Deetsville, Alabama, buddy. And your name in a hat for the Mayberry Deputy Bobblehead as well today. Okay, bud?
I appreciate it, fellas.
Thank you, Jason. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. All right, you're going to have a Christmas party, office Christmas party. Big Show Chipmunks are here to help right after this. Morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right. Back to the classics. The Big Show Chipmunks celebrate the upcoming office Christmas party season.
Okay, you chipmunks, are you ready to sing? Simon?
Okay.
Theodore?
You bet.
Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Receptionist, we
was great, Simon.
Thank you very much. Hey, care for another cocktail?
Don't mind if I do. Nice singing, Theodore.
Thanks, dude. Have you tried the clam dip?
Alvin, I think you've had enough to drink. Alvin? Alvin! Oh, no. Alvin, not in the punch bowl.
Oh, wow, that's excessive. What a trash out. Let's get this over with. Use a little tail. Yeah, this is lame. Let's blow this place. I mean, really. You're an animal. You know that.
Good morning. This is a big show on the radio rolling through your Thursday. All right. We got the man on the line. Good morning, big show.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
How's it going?
Well, how you think it's going? I'm here, ain't I?
Yeah.
I'm calling in today with a quick Mad Max Sorry World update.
All right.
Our top story, the Miss France beauty pageant is being sued by three contestants who didn't make it to the playoffs. They say the pageant rules are unfair because they select contestants based on their appearance. You heard that right. A beauty pageant is being sued for picking contestants based on what they look like. Let me say four words on that. My big old fuck. Remember when I used to complain about the Miss America people trying to do away with a swimsuit competition?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said, we don't care if you got a lick of Cincinnati. We just want to look at you.
Yeah.
Well, now we got somebody trying to get rid of the good-looking girls part altogether. I might not be the sharpest light bulb in the junk drawer, but ain't beauty kind of the whole idea behind a beauty pageant?
Yeah.
The lawsuit says the Miss France rules are too restrictive. Now, let's see what some of the rules are. Contestants have to be at least 5'5" tall. They have to be single, not have any kids. They're not allowed to gain weight or change their hairstyle. They can't have tattoos. They can't have anything pierced except their ears. And their looks have to be, quote, representative of beauty, end quote. Now, ladies, I know that's a lot to live up to, but if it sounds like too much, here's a suggestion. Don't enter a beauty contest. The girls that filed the lawsuit say they got rejected for being too short, smoking in public, or posing for nudie photographs. All right, well, I got three things on that. Number one, they do have a point. 5'5" is a dumb cutoff point for hotness. Y'all ever seen that movie From Dusk Till Dawn, the one with Selma Hayek dancing with a snake in a strip club?
Yeah.
You know how tall old Selma is? 5'2".
Man.
Now, the only reason Selma Hayek couldn't be Miss France is because she's from Mexico. Now, number two, when did smoking in public get to be a no-no in France? Them people smoke more than any country on earth. Number three, sooner or later, almost every good-looking woman gets asked to take a naked picture or two by somebody.
Yeah.
Now, if you girls want to be a beauty queen, either say no to nudity shots or lock up the pictures so you can get a record deal out of it like Vanessa Williams did. Now, the lawsuit says the Miss France rules violate French laws against job discrimination. It's based on a case involving something called the Mr. France pageant. I'll tell you more about that, but when I asked Alexa to look up Mr. France, she said, dude, really? And turned off my Amazon smart speaker. Well, our top story play again. Beauty pageant sued for judging girls based on how they look. For Sorry World Update, this is Mad Max saying, sit down, shut up, and quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, y'all have a nice day.
Yoo-hoo! Part-time receptionist, Babs Wrangler, and still a size 6, Phil McCracken here, telling you that no matter which way you swing, there's something for everyone right here on The Big Show with John Boy and Billy. I mean, as long as your expectations aren't too high and you don't mind that it's coated in grilling sauce. To the Mini Cooper! Carry on, straight people!
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio, Thursday, December the 2nd. Yeah, we hear your request. We gonna have Robert Earl Keen, Merry Christmas from the family. We'll all sing along in minutes. First, let's remember, it's Christmas time for the kids. Come on, you cute little boogers. Save us.
He's a big hairy redneck.
Huh?
He's a big hairy redneck. He's a big hairy redneck.
Now, believe it or not, honey, I'm going to take up for you there. That's not even a Christmas song.
No brats. Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio. Got the easiest way for you to join the winners here on the current events quiz. If you take C, you'll get a personalized mix of unique products from Box of Awesome. No matter what you're into, we got you covered. 90% of it's from a small up-and-coming brand just in time for the holidays. Go to boxofawesome.com. Check them out. Yeah, you can go to thebigshow.com and click on the Box of Awesome banner, and you can get 20% off your first monthly box. Just use code JBB. Sign up for this. This is cool, man. You pick it out every and get a month. You can stop at any time. You can skip a box. It's just, it is some cool stuff, man. And guys, what a great Christmas gift idea. And bless you, first box, 20% off.
Yeah.
Use code JBB.
Yeah, and it's not a surprise box. I mean, you actually see what is in the box before it gets to you. So that's why if you're like, nah, this one I'm going to pass, you can skip a month like that because you know what's in it.
Yeah. Man, that's something about getting a new box and some cool stuff every month.
Yep.
You got to like that. And it is at least a $70 value.
Mm-hmm.
It's way less expensive than that. So check it out when you click on the link at thebigshow.com. Yeah, hang on. Oh, man, we got to have our Big Show, one of our favorite Christmas tunes from Robert Earl Keen. Merry Christmas from the family.
Are we going to play this song?
Yeah.
Wait, don't you?
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We know what to think of him till he sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him, the three from his first wife Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife Mary Nell. Of course, he brought his new wife, Kay. talks all about.
Hey, hey!
Chain smoking while the stereo plays. Noel, Noel, the first Noel. The turkey turned the ball game on. Mixed margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some icing and extension cord. A can of bean dip and some diet rides. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. There's that note I couldn't find on that other song. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. When they tried to plug their motorhome in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night.
Just like that.
Call the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys,
cause we all want one.
Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of fake snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights.
Hallelujah, everybody say cheese.
Merry Christmas from the family.
A bunch of versions of that with Robert Earl doing live in the studio.
Yeah.
That feels like
Christmas to me because when I was an intern, they were in playing that. I was like, this is so cool.
Man, that is. That's how we got to meet Robert Earl through that,
that song. Sugar Hill Richardson.
Nice. All right, then. Well, let's play this current events quiz right now. Make somebody happy. Billy, what are we dealing with?
Dumb emergency police communications news.
Okay. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line. Take C and win. Good Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video of the day, see this dog drag itself out of a neighbor's yard. Somewhere down there in Florida, somewhere, doesn't it?
Like she said, get your butt out of my yard.
Yes,
and okay.
Check it out and make your daily visit to BigShow.com. Hey, all right, well, let's play, girls.
Ready?
And I say hey to Jeff from Lakeland, Florida. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, John Boy, how are you?
Hey, man, we good. Welcome in here. All right, Jeff.
I'm a little nervous, to tell the truth. You know, could you give me a little encouragement?
Sure, Jeff. What I like to do before I take a quiz is first get a good view of somebody else's paper. But since you are alone.
That's how he graduated.
Yeah, you just. No, cheap, man. That's the beauty about this current events quiz, Jeff. Hopefully, you listen to our pep squad and you should have it covered. Did that help?
Could you just give me a little encouragement to, and call me by my nickname, Brandon?
Let's go, Brandon!
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you. I can do this now.
Okay, Jeff. Well, listen to Billy and prove it.
Well, police in a small town in the Netherlands made an embarrassing technical mistake while seeking info from the public about a recent house fire. The investigators sent out a mass text message asking for possible witnesses. But the web address got mistyped, and the link that they sent out actually led to what you might call a clothing-optional adult video clip. The red-faced police department sent out a follow-up text that said, A, the previous text was an error. Here is the correct link. B, we sincerely apologize for the mistake. Or C, yes, she's hot, but not as hot as the house fire victim we need your help with.
All right, Jeff, what you got?
C. Did it.
You sound like you wouldn't test well at all. But, Jeff, you got you a personalized box of awesome headed your way. Also, the audiobook, I Was a Teenage Mall Santa from Pillars. And you got your name in a hat for our John Boy Stuff giveaway of the day, the Mayberry Deputy Bobblehead.
Sounds good. Let's go, Brandon.
All right, Jeff, hang on. Bottom of the hour, top of your news. Right on the other side, a song of the season. Rut season. You hunters know what I'm talking about. Hang on, coming up. Big Show's on the radio, running through you Thursday, December the 2nd, as promised. A song, yes, it's the sound of a season.
I came upon a roadkill deer, a sorrowful sight to behold. He lay upon the highway's edge, his body was stiff and cold. I bet he never saw the car careening through the snow. The light shone brightly in his eyes, and then they laid him low. I came upon a roadkill deer and lifted him off the road. Will gave his all to bring good cheer as Bumper
Thursday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up about 20 minutes, Tatertainment News, right now. It's time for Dumb Crook News. Dumb Crook stories sent in by you, the Big Show listeners. And the address will follow this report. A Columbus, Mississippi man robbed a bank and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, which he took back to the home of his girlfriend, asking her to put it in a safe place for him. Well, where's the safest place to put a big wad of cash? A bank, of course. When the unsuspecting girlfriend arrived to make her deposit, police were still on the scene investigating the robbery.
Wow, she jumped right on it, didn't she?
An alert teller noticed the woman was trying to deposit the exact amount that had just been stolen and tipped off the investigators, who went to her house and arrested her boyfriend.
Wow, right? Doggone.
An East St. Louis, Illinois man on trial in a drug case told the judge he had secured a federal copyright on his name and was charging the court a fee each time the name was used during the trial. The defendant says the judge and a public defender used his name 302 times, and the court owes him royalties of $500,000. The U.S. Copyright Office quickly shot down the plan, saying it does not allow proper names to be legally copyrighted.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Dum-Dum, was it?
Whatever plan. A man stopped for speeding in Alliance, Ohio, may also hold a world record for driving on an expired license. During the traffic stop, the police officer was amazed to see the man's license had expired in October of 1969.
Whoa. Whoa.
The elderly motorist told a cop he never renewed his license after it expired because he can't see very well and rarely drives. Police in Algarve, Portugal, received reports from four women who were victims of a phone scammer. The women said a caller said he was a doctor offering free breast examinations using a revolutionary new scanner mounted on an orbiting satellite. Well, the women were instructed to strip to the waist and stand outside or in a window so the satellite could see them.
So, sure, it makes sense so far.
Well, apparently the caller was the one doing the scanning. The doctor called victims back a few minutes later and gave them a report that was a little heavier on sexual fantasies than medical information.
I'm surprised that four different women fell for this.
Oh, my sister would fall for it right away. She'll take her top off for anything.
A man serving a life sentence in an Alberta, Canada prison attempted a daring escape by crawling into the building's ventilation system. The convict became hopelessly lost in the ductwork and spent the next several weeks crawling around looking for a way out.
What?
Yes, he survived on small amounts of food and water slipped to him by sympathetic inmates in various parts of the prison. Officials finally found the would-be escapee 2 months and 30 pounds lighter.
Wow.
He was moved to a new cell that has no ductwork.
You need to come with me there, Shawshank.
Holy moly.
Andy Dufresne.
Yeah.
Police in Slidell, Louisiana say a drive-by shooting ended badly, not for the target, but for the shooters. The gunman completely missed the target's house with half of the bullets striking objects inside the moving car.
Whoa.
One of which was the kneecap of a passenger in the back seat.
What is this, the Mr. Magoo gang?
A man in Alhambra, California took 9 bank employees hostage and demanded $50,000 for their release. During the standoff, the man released several of the hostages as a gesture of good faith. So shortly after the suspect began negotiating his surrender, the rest of the hostages slipped quietly out a bathroom window, leaving the bank robber completely alone in the bank. Mm. According to one officer, there he was on the phone, and he kind of looked around and realized he had no hostages left. Well, then the man quickly surrendered to police. An arrest warrant was issued for a 19-year-old Miami, Florida man after he allegedly shot and wounded a friend in an argument over a woman. Police caught up with him in a rather unlikely location inside the Dade County Courthouse. The man had been called for jury duty and was taken into custody while sitting in a waiting room with hundreds of other prospective jurors.
You know, if you don't show up, you can get in big trouble.
And finally, 3 cigar-loving burglars in New Zealand drew up a careful plan to clean out a tobacco shop. The men cut the building's wiring to deactivate the store's burglar alarm, then went inside and began helping themselves. The trio were shocked to find local police waiting for them as they left the store with their loot. Seems the burglar alarm they had disconnected actually belonged to the store next door. If you got Dumb Crook News, mail to Dumb Crook News, John Boy and Billy, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219. You can email anybody but me at thebigshow.com.
Huzzah! This is King Vidor. Or is that Vidor? Never the matter. It is hereby decreed by royal proclamation that my new court jesters shall henceforth be John Boy and Billy in the realm known as the Big Show. Are they funny? They better be, lest they want to be dragon food.
It's a big show on the radio, headed toward Christmas time, and the Charlie Brown Christmas special. I saw, I think somebody, some streaming service bought that up, so you're not going to see it
It's the Apple TV Plus.
So you won't see it on regular TV this year.
I think they run it once on PBS.
Deal?
It's one night only, but the rest of the time it's
you got to get
streaming.
It on Apple Plus.
It's streaming on Apple TV Plus.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I hope nobody scoops this up and takes it away from the general public.
Scooping it up might be one thing. But
check it out, one of our favorites.
Gee, what do you want for Christmas, Lucy?
I want a new sled, Linus.
I want a new blanket.
What do you want, James Brown?
Woo! Hot pants! Good God! Hi!
The Peanuts Gang is back in an all-new holiday special. It's
Merry Christmas, James Brown!
Look, there's my mom. She's gonna drive us to the Christmas play.
Yay!
Look out now!
You just shot out the tires, James Brown.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. You know, I apologize. You know, I've been under a lot of stress lately. And, you know, behind that effect, my wife I've been messing around with my head. You know,
what?
I said, you know, it's a bit of sensitive tension. I'm on medication and, you know, why not?
Huh?
Well, you know, living in America, this is a man.
This holiday season, the Godfather of Soul is working for Peanuts.
Check out Pink Pan. He's dirty dancing.
It's a Merry Christmas, James Brown, tonight on CBS.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a
big prize package
of
that
some
is
stalling
just behind Jackie's hand.
Just give me a hint, baby. There. I got it. Yeah, okay. The Astera Labs CBD Variety Pack. You heard all the great benefits of CBD. Now's the best time to try. Buy it for yourself or make it a perfect holiday gift. And you get 65% off using code JBB at checkout while supplies last. So get on that. Must be 18 to win. Hang on. We'll play in minutes. But right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. And here's Marcy Tater Moran.
I appreciate that. Looking at what's opening nationwide in theaters this weekend, National Champions. This is a movie about college football players who strike, saying they won't compete until all student athletes are fairly compensated. And it's starring J.K. Simmons, Timothy Oliphant, Alexander Ludwig, just to name a few.
How about that? Timmy Oliphant, Justified.
Yeah.
I guess he's been playing a coach or something.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
One of
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, J.K. Simmons is the guy that's the head coach, which I think is a great choice. He seems like a great head coach.
All right, so this definitely is fiction.
Such a great actor, J.K.
Yeah.
But topical, right? But topical.
Y'all let me know about that.
All right. Also opening up, Being the Ricardos. This is starring Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem and J.K. Simmons.
As like Ricky and Lucy Ricardo.
Ricky and Lucy.
And J.K. Simmons is playing Fred Mertz.
Nice.
That's not a joke. He is. Wow. And you see the trailer and you go,
oh,
I'm going to watch it just for that.
I saw an early trailer. He wasn't in it, like a teaser trailer. I did not know he was doing Fred Mertz.
He's
that's
got one
great.
Where he goes,
Homer Simpson.
Oh, Rick! That's perfect. And he says it just, and you go, gosh, great.
Fred Mertz.
Yeah, so Being the Ricardos is a behind-the-scene drama revealing a glimpse of the couple's complex romantic and professional relationship.
This is one of those ones that's going to be on one of the streaming channels fairly soon.
Yeah. I heard old Ricky was a horn dog. Like when Barbara Eden guest starred out there, like he was just all over. It was like really uncomfortable.
He was Cuban, very passionate.
I'm not going to be home. She's going to show me the bottle.
I read some stuff about their relationship. It was tumultuous.
The movie they need to make is about Fred Nethel.
Fred Nethel
because
Martin.
He hated her.
Yeah, I've read that too.
Oh, really?
It was, yeah. I mean, it was brutal.
Detested her presence. Her presence irritated him.
Wow, I wonder if that's going to be in this movie.
I hope there's some of it.
I thought Fred was just grumpy all the time, but now that makes sense. He really wasn't acting.
I'm crabby, it's because this old bat.
Tiger Woods is in the news. He did an interview with Golf Digest saying that his comeback is really slow from the February car crash, and he will never be 100%, he said.
Yeah, that's just his comeback to life. His comeback to golf is way down the road, and he will probably never play professionally again is what one of the things he kind of...
Yeah, he told the Digest that, realistically, he'll play the PGA Tour one day, but never full-time ever again. Mm-hmm. Maybe just pick and choose. Yeah.
Right, just maybe some majors or something like that.
But it's amazing he survived that crash.
Oh, man. Wow.
So, let's see. Dr. Oz is getting into politics. He is running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
Perfect. Perfect. He's perfect for politics.
So he hasn't confirmed it, but TMZ is being told that, he's made media purchases and is spending a lot of money getting his campaign together.
Republican or Democrat, does it say?
It didn't say.
He's running on the gas bag party.
on that. So also in politics, Matthew McConaughey announced that he will not run for Texas governor.
Okay.
So that is not going to happen.
No way.
Been learning a lot, but I'm not going to do it.
He got so smart, he realized he was too smart to run.
So the White House is all decorated up. Jill Biden, First Lady, has been working hard. They have 41 trees up, 78,750 lights, and gifts from the heart is the theme. So she had over 100 volunteers that have been working, decking the halls for the holidays. There's 10,000 ornaments, 300 candles. It's just fabulous.
I saw the big Fraser fir from North Carolina.
It was grown by Rusty and Bo Estes.
All right, way to go, Rusty and Bo.
Yeah, three-time winners of the National Christmas Tree Association's 2021 Grand Championship, and this marks the 13th tree from North Carolina, from the growers of North Carolina, to serve as the official White House Christmas tree.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah.
We got us some trees. Didn't your brother use a Christmas tree to propose to his
Yep. Sure did.
How about saying our trees can be romantic?
Wapalga.
Get right up there under them. Sniff them, smell them.
And then cut them down. Yes,
and we're still talking about the trees, right?
You're making this a lot creepier than it needs to be. While you're sniffing and smelling, they'd appreciate it if you'd buy one.
Yeah. All
right. Just a couple quick things from the athletic department. Michael Strahan's going to space.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I have this on good authority. I won't say who sent it to me, but I have heard that NASA actually gave thought to sending Big Bird up to the space station in costume.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they decided
that's not a good idea.
Maybe get kids interested in going to space.
I guess, but that would be a funny shot.
Yeah, that would be.
It'd be your chance to be an astronaut.
Yep. So Jeff Bezos, he invited Michael Strahan to go, and he's going to do it. And he's also going to accompany Laura Shepherd Churchley, who is the daughter of Alan Shepherd, the first American in space, and the namesake of Bezos' rocket. The new Shepherd rocket.
Yeah.
Okay. And Shaquille O'Neal.
They should call it the Austin Powers. I'm telling you, everybody's already thinking about
that. And Shaquille O'Neal in the news. He's suing a company that he tried to do business with, a cannabis company. He's suing the owners of a cannabis company he invested in 5 years ago. He and his fellow plaintiff say they gave the company $150,000 but never saw a dime in return. And the company apparently never pursued any licenses or produced any product. So in 2018, Shaq threatened to sue them. So the company agreed to pay back the money in $10,000 increments. But Shaq says they never even did that. So now he's suing for more than $1 million, which would cover his initial investment, interest, and the estimated profits that he should have received.
So this is a dope deal gone bad that's going to end up in court rather than in the gun
battle.
That's
right. It's what happens when it goes legal. That was according to
TMZ. That's why he invested in all those pizza places. He was getting ready, man.
And now,
the whole thing's falling apart.
Like Shaq. He's savvy. I heard that he will hold once a year at his mansion. He'll invite all of these companies and representatives to the mansion. He wine and dines them and then tells them why they should hire him to do it. And like the general is always there, you know, his general commercials are awesome.
He's about on everything.
He is about on everything.
So out there moving around, poor big guy.
Yeah, I learned something from him. All right, y'all. That's it.
Thank you, baby. All right. Well, let's get us a winner. Let's play Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. It's a big show on the radio, rolling to you Thursday. Video today, dog drags itself out of neighbor's yard. Good dog. Check it out at BigShow.com. And we'll be taking a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. And also, when you make your daily visit, you like to play Wordy Word, you can't get through, Jack can call you, just click that on-air contest button. We've got husband and wives going at it, friends, buddies, and today, a boss and a worker of Rutherford, North Carolina. Let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. All right. Well, first, let's meet the employee. She is Rebecca. Good morning, Rebecca.
Hi, y'all. Good morning.
Good morning. And now, let's meet your lovely boss, Kira. Good morning, Kira.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, ladies, welcome. So, I got to ask, always do, whose idea was it to do? Was it the boss or the employee?
The employee.
Okay.
I want to ask, do y'all work at a paper shredding mill? Or?
We're meat cutters in Varsity, North Carolina. Oh, okay. Carolina.
All right. Meat cutters, Varsity. All right. Good work, girls.
Thank you.
All right.
If anybody's on a speakerphone, go ahead and pick up.
All right. Can y'all see each other from where you are?
No.
Okay. All right. You're on different parts of the meat.
All right. Yeah, you got that right.
A logical deduction, of course.
Who's got the rump?
All right. Well, so the deal is Kara is on Team Tater and Randy, Rebecca on John Boy and Billy, and right now me and Rebecca will go for the first 30 seconds. All right. You ready, Rebecca?
I am. Let's get it.
You shout them out then, baby. Start the clock now. Another name for a violin.
A fiddle.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. In between is the...
What rhymes with in between?
No. Rhymes with the fiddle. You're in between. You are in the
middle.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Rhymes with it. A little poem or a question is a what?
Jesus.
Batman's enemy.
A riddle.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. All right. All right. This, you used to make a call in the phone. Oh, God. Rhymes with between.
I think the fact that they were working with meat had you distracted.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, Rebecca, we put a 3 on the board. All right, then. So here come the boss lady with Tater, Kara and Tater for all the right. first 30. Ready, Kara?
I'm ready.
And go.
Okay, yeah. A phone blank or a kissing blank?
Phone blank?
Yeah, okay, or at a restaurant, you want a table or a blank?
Book.
Yes. All right, this is how you measure your diamond. It's 1, 2, 3...
Carrots.
Yep. This is fish eggs, and it's very bougie. People eat it as an appetizer. Fish eggs. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You might... actors read from this.
There's the buzzer.
We had less time.
Well, you did put a 3 on the board, so you it's
took
tied up.
You okay. took up a lot of time doing your bougie accent.
Eat you some fish eggs, right, okay? Yeah.
Too bad we're not near the fish egg department. So 3-3 is anybody's game, and now Rebecca is up with Billy. Are you ready, Rebecca?
I'm ready.
Picking up on that last one, go.
An actor learns his lines by reading the what? It's like, it's all of the stuff in the movie is written down in a document called the what?
Oh, manuscript.
Yes.
Script. Works. Okay.
Blue denim pants are usually called what?
Jeans.
Yeah.
Yep. You might get a prescription filled at your local what?
Pharmacy.
Yeah.
There you go. Let's see. Your first year in college, you were a college what? What's the name?
No, I'm sure.
No, another case of personality getting in way of the points.
All right, well, put another 3 on the board, so a total of 6 for Rebecca, the employee, and now Kara, the boss.
I always do better with the bosses.
Yeah, so 3 will tie, 4 will win. You ready, Kara?
Ready.
And we're still picking up on that last one. She didn't get it, huh?
No.
Okay. All right. Ready? Go.
They call you this when you're not a sophomore, the year before it.
Freshman?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So Reynolds blank. This is a
aluminum.
Yeah. There you go. All right. So you wear this in the winter because it's cold. It goes on your top half.
Not a coat.
Might have an
jacket.
Ugly. Might have something ugly on it for the holidays.
Sweater.
Yeah.
Tied up.
This is on greeting cards, and it gets on your fingers. It's
glitter?
Yes, it is.
Yay. That a girl.
There it was.
Glitter for the win. The boss wins by 1.
Damn right.
All right. Well, Rebecca. Looks like you'll have a great rest of your day. You got some good humor in that. The boss won. And maybe Kara will share some of her CBD products with you from Astera Labs.
I don't know if we want them nodding off while they're making me.
Well, maybe you should go the legal route instead of what you did your freshman year.
I'm glad you guys called. Thank you so much.
All right, y'all. We appreciate y'all, ladies, listening to the big show.
Thank you.
You
are awesome.
Good morning. Got the big show on the radio. Got our classic bit request of the morning. Heather Leinberger Ryan. All right. Heather says, favorite bit for classic bit anything by Robert D. Rayford. You got it, Heather. Coming up. Good morning. It is the big show on the radio rolling through you Thursday. It is time for our classic bit request. And like a lot of us, missing Robert D. Rayford, especially Christmas time, man. Heather Leinberger Rhines got her classic bit request for Rafe.
All right. Robert D. Rayford checking in to the Yuck It Up time. I would like for the boys of Billy to stay here a little bit to tell me what happened to my sack of Hardee's carry home food Friday. I usually get some of the leftovers from our morning delivery of good old Hardee's food. I'll take one of their salads with the chicken slices on it and some buttermilk ranch dressing. That'll be my lunch. And if there's a hamburger left over, I'll take it home for later in the day. What I do, I put it in a Hardee's paper bag and my arms loaded down with other goodies, three newspapers, I make my way to my old 81 Toyota Cressida. You can see me now, going out there, arms just all loaded. Well, with my hands and arms full like that, I have to put some of my take-home loot on the top of the car. So I get out to the parking lot, go out to the highway, reach back, and realize I left my sack of food on my desk, I thought. Since it was Friday and I wouldn't be back until Monday, maybe not then if I rode to Homestead, Florida, I called in to tell Barbara that I'd left my sack of food on my desk and to please get it and either give it to somebody or put it in the refrigerator because I might not be back for a few days. That done, I forgot about my sack of food. First thing Billy greeted me with when we went down to sign pictures at John Boy Chevrolet in Taylorsville was, "Do you realize you drove off with your sack of food on the top of your car?" I said, "What?"
Billy, yeah, he did.
You can tell us. They were all gathered out there, and evidently they saw it.
We went running out trying to help you.
Well, sure. Actually, it's my fault because I was driving out, and I stopped, and Bob had stopped, and I was driving in front of him.
You were ahead of me.
I saw that thing. I saw the bag of Hardee's on top of the car, and I said, "You know, I ought to stop." Oh, I ought to. But I just can't resist seeing how far he's going to get before he realizes that thing's up there. I look in the rearview mirror, and all of a sudden that bag just disappears.
Yep.
And Bob just keeps on going.
Oh, there were seven or eight of us ran out the door trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
No, you didn't even look up.
That looked like something out of a Laurel and Hardy comedy.
Jackie said everybody was like, you know, running down the sidewalk, waving their arms like this. She said everybody turned around at the same time and threw their hands up like, "I give up."
And Raven's going, "Oh, they're all waving goodbye to me. They must be up to something."
Well, I don't know.
And you would have thought nobody would have picked it up, wouldn't you?
I would have thought. I thought, doggone, they're going to get me for littering. That's what I expected
to
do.
But you see, there was a fight as to who would get there first because we wanted to see what was in it.
We wanted, you know, it's like the crash scene investigation. We wanted to recover the black box and see what the story was on the accident. Well, and we opened it up so there's like two salads, a cheeseburger, eight. 13 little, you know, individual servings of butter. And 13 packs of buttermilk ranch dressing. What the heck?
Right here, that's the ancillary benefits of working on this show.
Butter hard to come by.
If y'all pay a little more money, wouldn't have to go out there and carry off food like that for the home.
Spend a little more money.
That ain't butter. That's what we call a marinade up in Concord.
Oh, lordy, 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 lordy. Well, anyway, thank y'all for letting me know. I thought I was in the clear. But I bet y'all have done the same thing with a cup of coffee and put it on top
absolutely.
Of the house and drive
yep.
off.
Done it with a gallon of milk before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but never two salads, a cheeseburger, 18 butters, and 13 packs.
Why
of
do you take so much
dressing?
Butter and dressing?
Well,
home.
Because it was going to go to the bad if I didn't.
Yeah, right.
And besides, hard times might be tough.
When you mean go to the bad, you mean some of us might have eaten it.
No, I mean, it might have spoiled. Like I said, I wouldn't be back here on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. What y'all doing all this stuff here, making all these funny signs?
Those little dressing packets are like juice bags, too. You can just lick them as you're driving down the road.
It's his favorite dressing.
That's my favorite, the buttermilk ranch. And we don't get enough of that. A lot of time packages come in, there's no dressing in there. So I figured here about, 15 of them?
13,
and they were
actually,
left over 13 of
buttermilk
them.
Buttermilk ranch, I'd come back.
So you decided taking it home would be better than leaving it here where you could have it
to
for
spoil.
The next time. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Why, he only has the intelligence of a child 7 years old. We calm him down by giving him buttermilk ranch dressing. He calls it yum-yum. Eat him up.
Oh, I was embarrassed.
Are you done?
I'm through. Right. Robert D. Rayford, John Boy and Billy Show.
Show on the radio here a few more minutes. Doing a time drawing for one of our four daily winners. See who wins my daily crap. Okay. this kind of falls in the crapper category, I guess. It's a Mayberry Deputy bobblehead. It's not of Barney. It's a remember David Brown, who Mayberry Days used to hang out with us? He dressed like Barney, kind of looked like him. Had him down, man.
If anybody says no to that, I mean,
I've never heard of somebody that imitates somebody else getting their own bobblehead. That's the interesting
part. That's true. That's how good he was, all right. And the winner is the winner of the current events quiz earlier this morning. That would be Jeff Eastman from Lakeland, Florida. The big Mayberry Deputy bobblehead is yours, Jeff. Yes, your ship continues to come in. Also, don't forget, tomorrow, before the last hour of the show, when we get Sorensen to pick all the NFL games, we give away the weekly online John Boy stuff. This is a cool deal, man. A Sam Bass collectible diecast 03 Christmas edition car in the package. Wonderful stocking stuffer and just great to have. Make sure you qualify by registering at thebigshow.com. Yes. Next up in Big Show World, the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast should be dropping before high noon today. You can get it at thebigshow.com as well. All right, Billy, let's get it.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime's the perfect time for John Boy and Billy's Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. Stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone at 800-471-STUFF. Online services by anime.com.
Y'all, hope you have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll be celebrating Friday, starting early tomorrow morning. We love you and we mean it.
This is beautiful. What is that, velvet?